you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Well, hello, everybody.
Good afternoon. Oh, hey, there you are.
Yeah. I'm okay. I'm still hanging here. I'm kind of waiting on our connection to come up. It could be my machine. Are you set up over there right now, Dave, on TeamSpeak?
Yeah. I got in just fine, as did the producer. Got everything hooked up all normal. I'm hooked in from a couple of different places, so I don't know. echo today, so at least there's that.
Cool. Well, it's I blame it on Microsoft. It could be again.
Yes.
On my end,
it's all
right here.
Microsoft.
Probably right here. But anyway, hey, here we are, man. It is Tuesday, and wow, a lot of news, and not good news, of course. And we were kind of talking about this before the show, and I haven't had a chance. I've been out running around getting license plates for cars and things like that today. But a lot going on there, Dave. And do you want to kind of lead us in? What's your analysis so far of what we're seeing?
Oh my goodness, Steve, just more of the same. This is all they're talking about. Okay, well, over in Brussels this morning, their time, of course, I guess somebody went to the American Airlines gate there at the airport and blew themselves up. At least 30 people have been killed and many more injured. And we've also had some sort of other attack at the train station. So everything is on high alert. They're freaking out and talking about all sorts of things and how they're going to have to search all the cars before they get to go to the airport. So rather than showing up 3 hours before your flight, it's going to be 3 days. Got to go pass all the screening and all that stuff. It seems to be more of the same. The media coverage seemed to be already immediately. It kind of reeks of something scripted again. And they're showing the same pictures to us over and over and over again all day. I finally got so disgusted with it, I just turned it off.
Yeah, I can see why, and I don't blame you, because, look at a lot of these things that are happening here. I mean, there are certainly questions, after this, after last night, when Donald Trump and the candidates spoke to AIPAC, the American-Israeli Public Action Committee, all in support of pretty much for the most part. We'll get into that later on, talking about that. I mean, there's not much anybody can really do, as a candidate at this point, to talk about policy, except for to say what they're for and try to get a rousing applause, which they did, most of them. But anyhow, it's odd that right after that happens, we have this attack the next within hours, right? And you know, the question is, well, who gains? Who benefits? I mean, I mean, they do have apparently some information that they say relates to ISIS, but then ISIS is a lot of different people, isn't it? We don't really know exactly. Is it the Al Nusra part of ISIS, or is it the Free Syrian Army, or is it the ISIS that's working for Erdogan? You know, I mean, which ISIS is this? You know, and I mean, it's just such a mess. And I don't really understand the motive behind what they were doing, but I will say one thing. It's very evident, and even Trump said this, that Brussels was an accident getting ready to happen. I mean, I think he called it a hellhole. And there were reporters back when the nightclub shooting took place in Paris and in France who went right across the border, reporters from the independent media. And they were showing people how lax the security was there, and there was really no security. There were all kinds of people running around, insulting them, and I mean, these are people who I would trust simply because they were going over there to see what was going on, and this was an independent group of film people, and they were being cussed out on the streets and harangued and harassed by a lot of these, looks like refugees who were in Brussels. So this was something that was getting ready to happen in terms of a lot of tension over there. So I can understand that part of it. But the rest of it, I'm still investigating, friends. I'm leaving the jury out until we've had a little more time to look at what's going on. Because, I mean, the coincidental timing of all of this, what anybody would hope to gain by exploding this weapon in a public place like this for a cause or a reason, unless it was to scare people only. And we've seen how these things always pan out, right, Dave? When you go out just mm-hmm. to scare people, I mean, somebody paints an evil image on these characters right now. Ted Cruz is trying to label Donald Trump as part of the problem here. You know what I mean? This is another one of the things that he caused, you know?
Good grief.
There is a video which has surfaced of Ted Cruz blaming Donald Trump for the bombing attacks in Brussels that occurred, March 22nd, 2016, and that's already coming out. So, I mean, it's absolutely absurd, and we are doing analysis, friends, but we may be a little slow, but we're looking at all the things and all the pieces, and we've been pretty good about this, and I caution people, I think, as Dave would, that let's see what starts to turn over here in the investigation and see what may really be going on here.
Absolutely. That's what we got to do. Well, obviously, Donald Trump didn't go over there and blow himself up. So, I guess there's that. I'm not sure, what it is about this whole thing. Everybody wants to go blow themselves up. Suicide bombers. That's just, retarded. I mean, that's kind of a terror strike of last resort. If I was a real terrorist and I wanted to cause all sorts of problems, the last thing I'd want to do is blow myself up, because I'd want to do another one and then another one and then another one. Suicide bombers, that's a one-trick pony. You're one and done. You're not in the game anymore after that. I mean, that's kind of retarded. Do we have that many suicidal people out there? Is it all these SSRIs that they're passing out? Maybe.
Yeah, could be. And that's the question, and you always have to ask when you find out who these people are as to what kind of pressure they may be under to have to do these things. And sometimes that's the situation where people don't have a choice, or they're actually being used by these organizations. And I don't know that that is always the case, but the jump to conclusion that they're just crazy, that's, where have we heard that over and over and over and over? They're just crazy. That doesn't necessarily apply to this, friends. There could be a lot of things going on that we don't see. And they have some, I guess it's video that comes in from the airport of these guys pushing these carts. And they appear to be the ones that they say are the bombers. I mean, here we go again. We start to see these little videos from the airport, and this is painting the pictures of who the terrorists really are in our minds. And of course, with all of this stuff that's going on right now, the flash and trash news media will flash something, make an impression in people's minds, and then quickly move on to some other stupid story. That's the way they've been working for years on us, like this stuff. So we're going to be here, and we're going to be looking at it. We're going to be asking questions. And we're not going to quit until I think we've come up with some pretty good satisfactory explanations as to what's really going on and what could be behind this.
We might be at it a while in that case there, Steve. You know, it occurs to me that an airport is a highly surveilled area. There's got to be all sort of footage in there about what happened in the exact instant of the event. You know, we should be able to get a freeze frame of the actual second that that bomb started to explode. Why aren't we seeing that? I mean, we're certainly seeing all the gruesome aftermath being, you know, shoved up our ass sideways on every TV channel out there. I mean, why not show us something that actually matters? Show us the incident that actually happened. Oh, no, we're just going to show you the aftermath. You know, it kind of seems to me that, you know, that wouldn't have necessarily been a suicide vest. It seems like a little bit bigger explosion to cause all of that damage. I mean, it's a pretty extreme amount of damage if you really think about it.
Yeah, it was. And then, I mean, there are mounting deaths as we speak right now. What was it? 23 expected to go higher. A lot of other people injured. This is quite a few people. And this is not some small event, ladies and gentlemen. This is a pretty big blast, and it could have been more. The death toll could go as high as 40 probably by the time this is all done, or a lot of people maimed and seriously injured in all this thing. But, you know, there's some great stories up there. You know, even Breitbart's got a story here. Background, refugee Paris-linked terrorist hunted through Brussels yesterday. Okay, so this is a story here from Liam Deacon, and he says, just yesterday a hunt was launched for several newly identified or named terrorists, one thought to be the bomb maker and one the driver during the Paris attacks of November 13th. Remember we talked about the what was going on over there with the nightclub bombing, right? A third entered Europe as a refugee via Greece. Experts are already saying that today's attacks in Brussels are likely to be linked to Paris. Many of the Paris attackers were from Molenbeek in Brussels. Okay, this is where we're talking about, where there was a lot of these people hanging out and virtually no restrictions on them at all, going back and forth between Brussels and France. So, I mean, I'm just throwing that out, friends. Again, you know, this is information. Of course, in this case, it's Breitbart. This is not something that we know yet, but it's another angle to look at, and we need to be examining these things and you know, saying, okay, wait a minute. I still don't understand what they thought they would gain from all of this, but we'll have to look at these dispatches that are supposed to be from ISIS and see how authentic they are.
It's all bought and paid for. It's all scripted. Oh, you're going to do whatever. Fill in the blank here, and we're going to do... Oh, yeah, we blew up another airport. Yay, we're going to go at it again. Okay, I'm sick of this crap. I think everybody's sick of it. I mean, you know, kind of raise your hand if you're sick of this all crap.
Yeah, we all are. And, you know, there's not very many people who are talking sense right now. Another plane shot down from Dubai in Russia, or apparently with a bomb on it, another plane crash. We've got video of that now. That plane crash isn't just, it looks to be another act of sabotage or a bombing or possibly some form of ballistics that took it down. And we're looking into that as well. This all happened at the same time as well.
You know, there's one thing this tells me for an absolute certainty. I don't want to fly anywhere on any commercial stuff ever again.
Yep, it's be nice if you can, you know, of course you guys have can get around, I know, in your business and stuff, but if you have your own plane, if you can get around, that's a lot better than trying to take a chance on one of these airlines. Of course, you know, again, you know, it's nothing compared to what the medical industrial complex is doing to people all over the country and all over the world. I mean, we have more people dying from bad medicine and what they call iatrogenic death, meaning that it was induced by the medical industrial complex, not just the results of a disease, friends, but either bad prescriptions, properly prescribed prescriptions in some cases, that, or people, or doctors' mistakes, things like that. We've had a lot of people dying here, and it's upwards of, what, 400,000, some people say, as high as that. If you add all the factors together. And this is really a huge part of death in America right now. I mean, this is tantamount to a jumbo jet crashing every day, maybe two of them. And so, I mean, you know, you hear a lot about these stories about an explosion in the Brussels airport, of course. And you hear a lot about the plane crashing in that looks to have been sabotaged in Russia, the Dubai plane, Air Dubai. And now we say the real issue is that we have this many people and more dying every day due to medical mistakes and iatrogenic death forms in the United States of America.
Yep. And that's not going to stop anytime soon. They're not going to talk about it anytime because Big Pharma, they bring a lot of advertising dollars. I mean, just watch TV. You're going to see an ad for this drug, that drug, this side effect, that side effect, you know, on and 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 on. And we're sick of that stuff too. But hey, the big money trumps everything else. It doesn't matter how many people they kill. A lot more people are dying from that stuff than from the terrorists and all that stuff. But oh, we can't talk about that. And we can't talk about how many people are going to be dying from all the GMO stuff and all the, you know, crap that they're doing with the Flint water supply and the, you know, fracking and everything else that all this money interest is doing. All this greed is a much bigger problem even than the terrorists are.
Yeah, you know, there's so much going on around the world that our distraction level is very high about these kinds of events, and they, of course, make very big news, but we never read about so many of these other things. Hey, you know, we have one of our hosts here from RBN, Robert, with Incendiary Radio, who's calling in, and, you know, it's kind of always good to hear another RBN host call in during our show, and not that Dave and I can't handle it, you know, come on. No, I'm just kidding.
We can use all the help we can get.
Yeah, we always are glad to have another opinion. Let's see if Robert has got some things to say on this. Robert, are you with us, buddy?
Yes, sir. You know, I watched this from early this morning, and I was on a couple other programs today calling in, and, you know, the Twitter sphere is just lit up with the anti-Islamic sentiment all the way from Ann Coulter to all the rest of these people, ban Muslims, all the pro-white community out here, ban Muslims and all the rest of it. And it's like, I think people just have this ignorance gap of the Gladio system that was pervasive in Europe for decades, all the synthetic terror attacks and all these high profile bombings. Statistically, you have to lean synthetic right off the bat. And so I just think there's a real discernment gap out here, especially in our sector, and nobody even wants time for the false flag deconstruction experts to really dig into this thing before they start knee-jerking. And it's almost getting worse post 9/11, where people, you know, are they forgetting all of the synthetic terror ops that the FBI suckered these patsies into? Motala, the underwear bomber, Richard Reed, the shoe bomber, the Sarnoff brothers in Boston, the red flags with San Bernardino, and now I'm supposed to just jump on the hate the Islamic people bandwagon with the entire planet because, you know, Trump made some comments about Brussels being a hellhole, and it is a hellhole, but this is a synthetic, orchestrated, designed hellhole in order to carry out these type of operations. It gives them cover to do these things, and I just want people to pull their heads out and say, hey, wait, let's not knee-jerk this. We got to let the experts that have done this time after time look into this operation here and then look for all the weird anomalies, if there is any, before people start running off at the mouth. It really is just getting frustrating watching the people without, you know, it's just like this, it's like a reaction that's just programmed in them, and I just wanted to put that stuff out there. And I know the RBN audience is kind of half and half, you know, but there's a lot of people that listen to my program that know whenever you see a massive attack like this, especially if it's dealing with explosives, statistically, you're much more accurate if you lean towards some sort of a Gladio gang, intelligence agencies using patsies and all the rest of it. And I just wanted to put that out there for the audience and you guys. You know, that's just what I wanted to say.
Wow. very cool. Dave, I mean, he's like a kind of guy that should have a radio show on RBN like us. Oh, he does. Robert, when is your show on?
Yeah, how about that? And I agree. You know, absolutely.
Yeah,
you know, 100%.
I'm on Sunday nights from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. But yeah, we got to have time to look at it. There's experts out here that I follow them closely, and they can spot this stuff so quickly. And so by you know, in the next two or three days, we'll know whether there was organic or synthetic. But I've been a lot more accurate just leaning towards synthetic right off the bat than saying, yeah, this is just some sort of a bunch of Muslim guys that decided to blow up an airport where the security is probably some of the tightest in that country. And so, yeah, I just wanted to, you know, put that out there for everybody to chew on.
Absolutely. Hey, I can smell it from all the way across the pond, and it don't smell right.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Hey, yeah, thanks, Robert. Yeah, I think what he means by synthetic versus organic, a synthetic is a false flag staged event, something that's appearing to be something that it isn't. Organic being maybe a real, ISIS terrorist attack of some sort. So, yeah, this is just exactly what we were talking about, Dave, in the beginning of the show. I mean,
ISIS is synthetic, so, I mean, you know,
yeah,
okay.
It's all genetically modified terrorism. You know, I mean, it's
GMO, explodey bombers.
Yeah, and this is just exactly what we were saying. We were talking about this before the show, and I'm glad Robert kind of feels the same way. Maybe we have some other callers out there that have some ideas, but hey, we'll take some calls and talk to people and some more events coming up after the break. Stay tuned with us on Lightspeed.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Women spend most of their younger years battling mood swings and cramping. When they get older, the relief comes in the form of hot flashes. Ugh. Thankfully, Sweet Annie Herbs has developed a new life formula for women. It's an all-natural formula full of herbs and herbal extracts that are natural sources of estrogen and progesterone. It helps relieve both PMS symptoms and menopause symptoms. New Life Formula cleanses the female system in a gentle and natural way to restore balance to your whole body. This natural hormone replacement therapy is safe for women of all ages and has no side effects. Plus, many women have seen improvements in their hair, nails, and mood. Get free shipping on your bottle now when you order from SweetAnnie.com and enter the code STAR at checkout. Visit SweetAnnie.com or call 800-995-HERB to order New Life Formula and check out all of their natural herbal formulas for joint mobility, blood pressure, men's health, and more. These statements have not been evaluated with the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, welcome back to Lightspeed, ladies and gentlemen. Short segment here. We've only got a couple of minutes. We've got some calls lined up, Dave, and then take a break and come back to the longer segment. Should we try to get a call in quick and do one this time and then wait over the break and take on to the next one?
I think that sounds like a plan, Steve.
Sounds like a plan. We work together really hard, you know, planning all night to come up with these kinds of ideas, friends, you know. Let's see. Okay, I forgot. I got to get back over. Who's on first here? Who's on first, right? Yeah? Let's see. I'm in the wrong box again. You know, I'm all over the place here today. I got to get back to the right boxes. Mr. Producer, maybe you can tell me who we have coming up. Oh, yeah. Joel in New Jersey or? Oh, Paul. Yeah, Joel is waiting. Paul from New Jersey. Paul, how are you doing, man?
Hello, gentlemen. I really object to the last caller and others who think like that, that think that, first of all, that Muslims even belong in Europe or the United States. The fact of the matter is these are newly introduced groups, introduced by the cultural Marxists to promote diversity. Our founders never wanted Muslims in this country. The first mosque was established in 1915, okay, and basically there were hardly any Muslims in this country until the 1965 Immigration Act passed by the cultural Marxists of the 60s, the Javitses and the Teddy Kennedys. Okay, so that's a fact. Now, in Europe, we could see what happened to Kosovo in Serbia as they started accepting Muslims going back maybe 100 years ago, and then because of the disparate birth rates, the Muslim population grew, displaced the Christians out of the area, and with the help of Bill Clinton and Madeleine Albright's humanitarian bombing, we saw that Kosovo, what was historically a Christian province and part of Serbia, was stolen from them, lessening the size of Serbia by a good significant portion of territory. Okay, those are facts. So the fact of the matter is, are we going to be little wimps and not believe that white men or white people have lands that should be for themselves and not others and not recent imports who plan on basically seceding and taking land and territory from our people? In Darwinian terms, that is weakness, and that is maladaptive, and it's also slated for extinction if you think that, if you entertain those thoughts. So, gentlemen, we must stand up like men and rid those thoughts from our minds. Europe is for white people. And if we have to deport and mass repatriate millions of Muslims out of Europe, or for the United States under Donald Trump as president, I am for that. Because I believe we are entitled to have lands for ourselves, just as I also believe that the Muslims should be left unmolested in their home countries and throughout the Middle East.
Yeah. Hey, you know, some pretty good points there, Paul. As much as I'd like to say, friends, you know, we have this open policy here in the United States, and we're always open to all kinds of people here. And you can just come here no matter who you are. And the reality is this is what happened in Europe back from, you know, the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th centuries for a long period of time. The Crusades were nothing, friends, nothing, compared to the massive sweep of Islam all across North Africa, all across Europe, into Spain, just basically almost every place but the last part of it in the, you know, the Italian Roman Peninsula. And I mean, it was all over the place. Paul, you're absolutely right. This has happened before. We've seen this before. I mean, this is not that you don't have any historical precedents to make your statements. I would soften my approach a little bit on it. I'm not absolutely paranoid of Muslim people, but this is one of the things that has happened before all over the world. And when you say they don't belong in Europe, well, they were there once, and they moved back. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but they were there as a conquering army. They weren't there as an accepted immigrants at the time either. And so, and my point is, our liberalism just opens ourselves to be conquered. And the fact of the matter is, why should somebody do such a thing? Why should that their lands be ultimately ceded and lost to others when we can easily and justly maintain them? Why would we do such a thing?
Well, you know, I mean, we have this, as you said, this kind of a liberal point of view that, you know, there is no real right or wrong when it comes to religion. It's just everybody's preference. We have this idea that, you know, we can all disagree and argue and still have a great country, which doesn't always work very well. Sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. I don't want to try to impose, you know, an authoritative, mindset on everybody. But on the other hand, you know, well, speaking of, you know, it really wasn't conquering, in a lot of ways, Paul, because what happened was they came in many cases, is the same way, just immigrating. Do you want to hold on? We'll get back to that after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, hey, welcome back to Lightspeed. I think we still have Paul on the line, and we'll get to one more comment from him if we can. But just a second, Paul, before we do, we've got a couple calls lining up. We're going to be going out with those before too long. And let's see, Paul, do you want to finish up your comment? I was saying before the break that a lot of what happened with the way Islam spread across to the West back many, many centuries ago, where people just moved in one by one and they began to fill up. And then before too long, the people who were living there became what they called dhimmis, I think it was, people who had to pay taxes. And then it became more oppressive and more oppressive and more oppressive until they took over. So it wasn't always.
Steve, what's going on right now is completely not that. This is a completely different thing. This war on terror has been going on almost 15 years now. And only recently, we've seen this gigantic influx of all these refugees all over the world. The New World Agenda wants to take all the people of the world, stick them in a blender, and hit puree, where it's the same everywhere. And it's not working very well. Our culture's under attack. It's not, you know, white, black, red, you know, yellow. It's just, you know, the individual neighborhoods, you know, the people that have been living there all this time, you know, have a certain culture that they're used to, and we can't have that anymore. Everybody has to have the same culture. We have to be the same people. This isn't working very well. It's blowing up in their face big time.
Exactly. No, exactly. This is diversity, and it's discontent, and it's dysfunctionality, and that it was a ridiculous idea. You know, they claim diversity is our strength. Well, what do you call what happened in Brussels today? Is that strength? No. The whole multicultural agenda is a failure, and we can reverse it. We can just basically repatriate those people, give them a little money, buy them airplane tickets, and as soon as the violence is stopped in Syria, repatriate them. If they're from Bangladesh, buy them an airplane ticket and fly them out. Airplane tickets are very cheap, and you can put them all on tickets. Nobody's got to get harmed. It's not a genocide, and we can restore Europe for who Europe should be for. And by the way, all other countries have a right to be their own culture, race, and people with their own history. So do Europeans, okay? So Europe is plenty crowded, and the Middle East and the Muslim lands are vast. They have incredible large geographical places for their people. There's no reason that sending them back to their home countries is a bad thing, and that's what we should embark on. It's very reasonable, fellas.
All right. Well, thanks, Paul. All of our listeners might not agree, but Dave, I think your point is well made as well, you know, that there is something going on right now that really isn't just the creeping immigration. This is a massive shakedown situation where people are being forced across borders and running across borders, and Belgium was certainly a classic example of where something was going to happen sooner or later in some way, and whether this event for sure is what it's being built as, I don't know. But David, any other comments, or should we get to another call?
It's just a covert invasion, Steve. It's just more of the same. This stuff needs to stop. These people are not capable of running their own affairs, and they think they can run everybody else's for them. It's ridiculous. Yeah, go get the next call.
Okay, we should play that song. He can't even control his own life. I'll be damned if he'll run mine. What is that song? I can't remember. You know,
I don't remember.
Okay, Joel in Wisconsin. I thought Mr. Producer was going to play it for us, you know. He does that kind of stuff. Anyhow, Joel in Wisconsin. This time I got it right. Joel, how you doing?
Okay, so far. You had questions about the motives of the alleged airport incident that just happened and that ISIS took credit for. Well, one motive that I don't ever hear anybody talk about is, especially in these airport incidents, there's many, many things that happen at the airports, and people would wonder why. Well, like the underwear bomber and the shoe bomber and all that stuff, so they can ramp up security at airports. The elite use the airports more often than the normal people, and so to discourage the normal people who just get in the way, they don't like to rub shoulders with them at the airports. They would stage incidents at airports and ramp up the security, and then people would be deterred from flying. Now, I know that elites have their own planes, and they don't have to actually rub shoulders with the masses, but But in the big airports, they have to stack the planes, you know, so that's still a, they have to wait on normal flights. So that's one incident, or that's one way of looking at it that I think is the cause of all these airport incidents, to deter the masses from flying, to leave it the skies open for the elite, who fly much more often than the masses.
You know, and I can confirm that conspiracy theory, too, because you know why? They're widening the seats for bigger butts. That has to be.
Nice. Well, there's also the security industrial complex that makes a whole hell of a lot of money. And through all this coverage, I didn't even bother unmuting the TV, but Michael Chertoff was on there. Let's think about this a minute.
And what is his background? What is his ethnic, what would you call it, race?
He is a dual citizen Israeli. He was also head of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. He has his own security company right now. He does this kind of work. He never really left the business, just his office. And, you know, it's interesting that, of course, again, you know, we have another airport event. This goes back to Rome. You remember the days when, you remember that big attack they had in Rome years ago? I guess this might have been part of the P2 thing or the Red Brigade and all that, where they had the Roman bomb, the Rome airport bombing. I mean, we have so many events in these airports, you know, you've seen so many of them. Wow. Very likely, good point though. You know, very good point.
You are aware that Muslims do not believe in usury. You are aware of that? And the world currency is based on usury. So, and the Muslim countries that just so happen to be so-called terrorist countries that we've been bombing since the 90s, they don't have central banks that use usury. Now, it just so happens that they turn into be terrorists. And for an example, I think it was Libya when the United States goes over there.
That was Libya. Libya was a little different, though, because keep in mind, though, that even though they don't have usury, everybody's a slave, you know, for the most part, because that's what Islam is. You know, it's a slave system.
And but do you remember
Saudis? You know, you see what I'm talking about there.
Do you remember when Al Qaeda was our biggest enemy before ISIS, and that Al Qaeda was our friend over there because they were taking on the Libyan government, and we were supporting them, so we were supporting
right.
Al Qaeda. Were there, but they were our enemy over, you know, everywhere else. And they, if you remember this, you can look it up. I really liked it. The Al Qaeda at that time took a day off during the revolution to start a central bank. Can you believe that? And then we accepted it, and I think Russia accepted it. I mean, isn't that a coincidence?
Yeah. These things do happen. That's for sure.
And, now before ISIS came along. That ISIS has only been around for like 2 years. That's now our current biggest threat. My point is, there's three major religions: the so-called Jews, the so-called Christians, and the so-called Muslims. And now, if the smallest in number could get, the smallest in number just so happens to control all the money around the world, except for the Middle East. If they could get the other two religions to fight each other, which they have successfully done, it would be better for them. If you could get your two biggest enemies to kill off each other, it would be better for them.
But you also have to think that is you're absolutely correct about most of the boards of directors who run these high financial institutions have a predominant, you know, what we might call a coincidental. Connection to Judaism. They're not the only people with the money. Like, you know, you have people like Christine Lagarde, who's a Roman Catholic at the IMF. You have other people like that. So it's not necessarily just the money here. There's a lot more going on. But anyhow, we've got to get on to another call, my friend. Thank you so much.
Hello.
Okay. Bye, man. All right. Let's see. Now, I think we also have Chris in Vegas. In Vegas, we have Chris.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Chris.
Well, it occurs to me that many of these so-called terrorists are really victims, and you mentioned the suicidal psychotropic drugs earlier, and scopolamine seems to be the favorite of Mossad and the MK-Ultra, the Master's Cult of Ra bunch, and their Monarch creation program of sex slaves and Manchurian candidate, lone wolf terrorist, and suicide bomber victims that they claim to be wannabes.
I think there was a big clothesline again of a lot of thoughts here. Now run that by me again one at a time so we can talk about each one of those things.
Okay. Well, we've seen evidence of this suicidal psychotropic drug, scopolamine, being used everywhere from, let's go back to Columbine, Aurora, Colorado, Tucson, Arizona, maybe Sandy Hook, Crook, so on and so forth.
Right.
And so it's certainly not without considering that its effects, leaving someone basically sitting down there dribbling over themselves, babbling, and no memories of what they did or why they did it, and can certainly be used to hypnotically, chemically lobotomize and program an individual to do whatever the devil they want you to do.
Yep, I think so. And I think we saw that with Sirhan Sirhan many, many years ago. As a matter of fact, I'm sure of that.
Absolutely.
We've seen these kinds of programmed killers. I know that James Holmes, apparently from what I'm hearing now, is missing from the Colorado penitentiary system. There was supposed to be some sort of an attack, and he's gone. Now, he was involved in a neuroscience program at the Anschutz, DARPA set up. There were a lot of military grants involved with that because that was built right at Fitzsimmons, you know, the base where John Kerry was born as a baby and when his parents were in the military. So I know that area pretty good. And there's another one of these people. And then, obviously there were the problems with, Dylan, Klebold and Harris, you know. So we had those same kind of things happen there, and I've known cases where people just around me have been affected by those things. No question that there's a connection to the psychotropic drugs. You don't hear much about it, it seems like, whenever these cases happen, because they never really... I watched that whole James Holmes deal go down, and there was mention of his medications, but nobody really stopped and said, okay, wait a minute. How long was he on medications? When did he start? What were the doses? What were the prescriptions? What was the prognosis? You know, all this kind of stuff. So I think you're right about that.
Oh, when they hauled him in, man, he looked like a zombie, man, just completely fried out of his mind. So, yeah, it kind of really rings true to more of the same. We've seen this over and over. This is nothing new.
Exactly. In fact, to James Holmes, Jimmy Neutron Holmes, his father was Robert Holmes. He was the chief science engineer, the HMFIC, of the Limor Bank, a computer log algorithmic program writing individual who wrote it to manipulate currencies of metals, commodities exchange, the new Corban, carbon exchange theft scheme. And really, he was supposed to testify as a whistleblower witness the following day, just after his son was left blithering there to take the blame for whoever made the getaway at the other end of the so-called theater.
Yeah, there was a lot connected to that, and you know, I don't blow off that connection to the LIBOR investigation and his connections with FICO, Robert Holmes, the father. His grandfather was also one of the first CIA operatives when CIA was converted from OSS to CIA in Turkey. One of the first field offices out there. So this family's been involved with DARPA, the CIA, and the government for a long, long time. I wish we could nail down more on it, you know, because there are definitely connections. And I think one writer said, what's the coincidence that somebody so involved with the LIBOR scandal, housing rates, and the entire economic crash is also involved with somebody with neuroscience, you know, and a mass shooting? You know, I mean, it's like really strange that all these things intersect between a father and son in this one family. And so I don't know.
Well, I was merely going to say also, when you look down at the Tucson shooting, Gerald Lee Loughner.
Yeah.
That was a very curious situation because Judge John E. Roll was also involved in an investigation of the Fast and Furious initial before they got into office, still in the Bush administration, and covering it up. But they had been doing the very same thing that Obama and his group had been doing with Holder to cover that up. And that Gabriella Gifford was likely a collateral damage of eliminating John M. Roll, who was also being indicted by Paul Andrew Mitchell of SupremeLaw.org for all kinds of criminality and interference and obstructing and denying justice that I was reading a citation from that very morning.
Yeah, he was a very strong gun rights advocate, too. And he'd been, you know, they don't mention Judge Roll very much in one of the casualties of what happened there. That whole thing with Gabby Giffords and Jeremy Loeffner is extremely suspicious. And it's amazing these events keep going down. Dave, you know what we could ask, though, is the question is, kind of getting back, not that I'm trying to circulate us back to a point of reference that we had earlier, dealing with this event over there. We've seen so many staged events, and this one looks kind of funny too right now. And I was just going to say, do you think, Dave, this is the same kind of a thing? Is this fitting into that category, or is it at least of the kind of suspicious, smells funny kind of thing that we ought to take a good look at?
Oh, it definitely smells. I can smell it from all the way across the pond. We'll see what comes out over the course of time here, but I wouldn't believe it. The timing is suspicious. The way the media has been covering it is suspicious. Just, you know, one more thing. It's the same damn thing we've been seeing all this time.
And Chris, the fly Air Dubai was a very interesting thing because they had a truckload of money on that thing with some high-level official flying over to bribe somebody, pay off something, or maybe it was Hillary's money bag carrier to pay off the Russians for the uranium deposits up on the Hammond Ranch, or maybe Chinese and the Russians for the Bundy Ranch, too.
Well, yeah. We're kind of getting a little out there, but, you know, there's always questions, of course. But, yeah, the Air Dubai disaster is also timing right into this as well. It may fit into all of this. But, you know, getting back to the whole question about, you know, what happened over there in Belgium right now, the Belgium airport, I mean, this thing is, as Dave and I have always done this, as these events go down, we start asking questions and we follow the narrative and we listen to how it changes, you know, as it goes along. And this could be one of the key indications of what we're really being told as this whole thing unravels is something other than what it's being portrayed as. What do you think?
Well, I think you're exactly on the money, guys. Thank you very, very much for letting me chime in, and be blessed and carry on.
All right. Thank you so much, Chris. All right, buddy. Be right back after the break, friends, on Lightspeed.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. If there was ever a doubt in our mind that radio works, it's gone. We have received such response to our $350 down, $99 a month land purchase opportunity from you that we are blown away. To keep our overhead down, we're using an internet-based sales tool so you can buy with confidence and purchase your land in New Mexico with just a click of a mouse and even pay with PayPal. But some people have said they'd like to arrange multiple parcels or have other questions. We'd be happy to talk to you. Call us toll-free at 855-LANDHO1. That's 1-855-LANDHO1. New Mexico land parcels are still available at only $350 down and $99 a month. This is beautiful land near amenities of a city, but far enough away to be private. And in as little as 1 year, you own it. $350 down, $99 a month. As the days go on, the land gets more and more limited, so visit us online at landho.tv, LANDHO.TV right now.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Lightspeed. And we're going to run another hour today for Mr. Tuscan on his show, filling in. And, of course, this is where I change hats, and I'm the guy that just goes, I think you're right, Dave. You know, I get a little break. This is where Dave shines, ladies and gentlemen. So some pretty good stuff, and I just got a prompt from a story about Castro lifting Obama's hand in the gesture that he's a lame duck. In other words, there's some problems with this whole meeting, friends, and some things going down. I don't know what's happening here, but we could talk about that maybe a little bit next hour. But Dave, as we kind of finish up this segment, at least we've had some good people, and again, my apologies to the friends in the Lightspeed Radio Chatango chat room. I'm going to drop in there pretty quick and see what people are saying in there. And again, friends, we don't mean to ignore you. If you do want to go to our chat room, you can see a lot of great posts by a lot of great people and probably get into an argument with somebody.
Yeah, that's always fun.
Yeah, it's always fun. I mean, now we don't really argue too much and we try to keep it civil, please. You know, friends. But you know, the thing is, we can discuss things and you will find some links and stuff, and I'll post this one in there so people can look at it too, Dave. But, you know, as we kind of finish up this segment, we've had some pretty good callers on the line. You know, people who've questioned things. They've asked certainly some good questions about the influx of Islam moving out into places like Belgium. They're all over London. Of course, we see them coming into the United States. We have no idea how many have already come in, really, because of the border situation right now. Questions about who these people are, what's going on, and of course, just the cultural clash of what's taking place here. As you said, Dave, they put in all kinds of bad ingredients, hit puree, and out comes this ugly stew. You know, it's
yeah, and it smells. And we still have some callers on the line, so you know, hang on because we're going to get to you here in the next hour. Or so if you want to have your voice heard, just don't go anywhere because we're going to keep the phone lines open for the whole next hour, and we're just going to take phone calls and all that stuff. We don't really have enough time to get into anything right yet because this is the final short segment. So just be patient, and we'll get to you here as soon as we get to the flip side.
Right on. You know, this has been a pretty good show. A lot of things happening, friends. A lot going on. We didn't even talk about the AIPAC meeting and some of the stuff, and people are kind of divided, fiercely divided on some of Trump's statements about supporting Israel and how those things work out. I haven't had a chance, friends, to look at the speech. I've been trying to find it, little clips and things like that are here and there. But I want to read the whole thing. I want to see what he said. You know, obviously AIPAC is a very, very powerful broker in the political stuff here, you know, and you've got people who have to seemingly pass their border review, which I think is rather obscene, considering that, you know, we are catering to a foreign entity in the political process. But then again, we got all kinds of people who are just running over the political process everywhere, and our mainstream media doesn't say anything about it. Blocking highways, slapping police horses, you know what I mean? Like, these fanatics are just out of control all over the place, trying to wrestle the levers of power out of the hands of the voters and the people who are trying to hear the issues and maybe make the right decisions. So, nothing is relatively new here, and we're going to be talking a little bit more about that. And of course, as the show progresses into the next hour, covering for Bob Tuscan on this show on RBN, we're going to be here to take your calls, and we've had some good ones. Well, Dave, it's time for our first sign-off for today, and then when we come back, Dave will be the host of the Bob Tuscan Show, and I'll be here going, right, Dave, right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, guys, we'll catch you on the flip side in less than 2 minutes. Until then, stay safe and stay free. I hope you can do that. We'll be right back after these messages.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Everybody, it is Tuesday, March 22nd, 2016. Obviously, I'm not Bob. Hopefully, he'll be back here before too long. Got Steve Starrs riding along with me. We're going to have an open phone Tuesday, and we're going to talk about whatever is on your mind. The troll-free number to join us on the air is 1-800-313-9443. Just in case you weren't ready to copy that one down, 1-800-313-9443. Troll free, please. And with that, Steve, you got anything before we jump into these calls?
Well, I just pasted a post in our chat room at lightspeedradio.chitango.com about Castro lifts Obama's hand in an awkward finish to the press conference. Questions about whether Castro is actually mocking Obama. Cuban President Raul Castro and President Obama finished their joint press conference Monday in Havana with a Cuban leader awkwardly raising Obama's arm. The historic and at times strange event finished with Castro urging the reporter to provide a list of